This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, great to be with you on this Tuesday morning, the day after BG Day on WIP. And it was quite a night last night. The Power Hour from yesterday, we're going to re-air it starting around 7:20. Lurie, BG, and Kelsey. What a day that was, John, huh?
It was pretty spectacular.
My God.
Really fun, too.
Just it was fun.
Just having a chance to, gab with the guys a little bit. Hey, I spent $7 on a pomegranate yesterday.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Bad.
I think it's bad.
Okay.
But I love pomegranates.
It's a lot of money for one fruit.
$7 for one fruit.
Like, it's unacceptable.
But
like,
I felt
you can't
like
do that.
It was worth it. I felt like... I bought more than one. I bought two and then a third. And then I was thinking of going even higher, but it was like, holy cow, I'm about to go $20 deep.
Sure.
For
look, if it's worth
a ripoff of fruit.
Can I give you an example? Go ahead.
Amazing fruit. Again, I doubt you've ever had pomegranate.
No, I don't even know what it is.
It is. Oh, you don't know
when
what it is?
When you just said it is, I didn't know if you bought a table. I didn't know what a pomegranate is.
Oh, my God.
Is. I don't know what it is.
Stop, John.
I swear to God.
You really don't know what a pomegranate is?
I had no idea that's food.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, my God.
What do I care about a pomegranate? What do I care? I don't even know what, so you're saying it's a
you're a human. It's not about caring about them.
Yeah.
It's about, like, knowledge breaking into your brain over 47 years of life.
Right, over that course of time.
You would think a pomegranate.
Like the juice, the palm juice became really popular for a while. You would think that would cross your path or something.
Didn't hit me. Never really a thing.
Pomegranates are out of season. I was looking for pomegranates. I have now found that
you
can get them. They are incredibly...
John did it.
Seasonal, but it was farmer's market.
Oh, that's a great spot.
I had to go farmer's market
to
get pomegranate. But again, I feel like I paid three times the normal price.
I love it. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on everything today. Let's remind you the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you think the Sixers will trade the big guy, Joel, sometime in the next year? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at SportsRadio WIP on Twitter. Well, really almost all Eagles in the first hour, with good reason. The BG stuff yesterday, and we'll continue on with that. But also, let's introduce the Phils as a topic. They got a new series starting later tonight. And James, we always love having Mr. Ben Davis in studio with us.
Ben Davis in studio, brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
Benji, how are you, pal?
Top of the morning to you.
And all of it to Brandon Grant.
I agree with that.
Did you get to hear some of yesterday?
It was phenomenal.
Really? Right?
Everyone did it. Such a great job. It was well prepared. It was well rehearsed. And you guys did. You nailed it.
Thanks, man. Well, look, it's quite an hour. You're going to hear up ahead. Everyone listening from 7:20 to 8:20. From 7:20 to about 8:10. We're going to air the 9 o'clock hour from yesterday. It was special. Ben, the Phils.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty good. I mean, I wish Sunday they would have won. Spike had a pretty good tweet. Something like, they don't quite. I'm paraphrasing here, but like right when you want to get back in and all believing, they lose that Sunday game, and so they haven't
won three series in a row.
They have won three in a row. They're not like fully putting it together, and there always seems to be a couple guys that aren't playing well. Obviously, it was notable over the weekend. Rangers struggled, but I can live with that. Nola on Saturday, Ben. That was outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be back, maybe. So, you know, I feel pretty good about our baseball team.
Yeah, I knew the rotation would be there, but now you have the bullpen throwing a lot better.
Yep.
You got guys hitting the ball out of the ballpark.
Kepler is playing.
Kepler's coming
around. I really like Max Kepler. Can he finally get the credit he deserves? I'm not all in yet.
Everyone's still going to say,
I told you, for 1 year, $10 million, like a good flyer.
I'm still waiting to say, but I'm encouraged.
This guy.
Yeah.
He's got a hammer encouragement.
He's consistent, man.
It's like pomegranate. You know? Like, sure, I'll give you a little nod or whatever.
I think everything's starting to come back to where we thought it would be. And that's what's very encouraging for me. But my biggest takeaway from the weekend, the bullpen's thrown a lot better. I mean, a lot better.
Well, is that the last couple of series? Is that sustainable?
Yeah, the stuff has always been there, John. The stuff has always been there.
Romano wasn't supposed to have a 30 ERA.
Right. I don't think that's the thing. Romano, really? but Romano still looks scared to death when he's out there.
He's always
when
looked
does
like
that go away?
He's always looked like that.
Well,
but
that's
the stuff
terrible.
Is there.
I don't want my guy looking like
have,
he's
John. We're gonna have
afraid.
That's this guy's thing. So
disarm the opposing batter. With your fearful look in your eye.
Oh, you got yeah. Mr. Baseball in there.
I don't know, man.
I love it.
I love it. Let's get to the phones. A lot to discuss. 215-592-9494. Gary in Whitehall. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. You are a dork of all dorks, let me tell you.
Come on, man.
Man, straight out the gates. What for? I like that, that you came out kind of... chiding him.
You never heard of a pomegranate?
Oh, yeah, that is ridiculous.
I've heard the term. I wouldn't have known what it is.
You thought it was a table.
Could have been a textbook. Could have been anything. Could have, like if you had asked me 7 minutes ago, can you eat a pomegranate?
Well, it's pomegranate, not pomegranate. Well,
whatever the hell
pommel,
it's
you keep like, not pommel horse.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a pommel horse. Or whatever, yeah,
I know where you were going with it. Yeah,
like
it's
to
not
me,
that.
Yeah, it's
pomegranate.
Anyway, Gary, what do you got on our sports scene, my man?
And I tell you what, you guys did a wonderful job yesterday. Thankfully for the Odyssey app, I was able to recap the whole day.
Good.
That's awesome.
Big shout out to all of WIP. You guys did an awesome job with PG&A. So
thank you.
Well deserved. And he's going to be very much missed, but he's still going to be there. So
totally.
But
Gary, let me just say this. As kudos are going around, this is important. Kudos to the Eagle stars of yesteryear and this year, meaning a guy like Sirianni as a coach, that came out to support Brandon. I mean, think about who was incorporated, not just yesterday, but going back to last week with some of the interviews. Andy Reid, Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni, Doug Peterson, Brian Dawkins, Jason Kelsey, Brent Celek, Jordan Mailata, LeSean McCoy, I'm forgetting one or two, Mike Quick. I mean, John, that's coming out to support their guy, man. That's pretty cool.
Brandon deserves it.
He does.
It was just natural that everyone would turn out for him.
Yeah. Because I got to tell you, Gary, I'll give you $10 if you can come up with the next topic that gets that collection of guys to all be on WIP within 2 or 3 days. I mean, you know, as a sports talk show host and a programmer, I know that's pretty good content right there.
How about a back-to-back repeat of Super Bowl? How about that?
How about that? Makes it easier. That's for darn sure. No question. All right, Gary, give me an answer, my man, from TV or movie. What doesn't quite make sense?
Oh, I know he was a marine biologist, but Hooper, Richard Dreyfuss in Jaws. What in your right state of mind would you go into a shark cage with a man-eating shark?
Yeah. They had to figure it out. I don't think that's a good
answer. They weren't
aware
yet. Is that?
No, they were aware, but it was like they had to get rid of Jaws. Like they had to solve the problem somehow.
They could have started with a bigger boat. I will say that.
Yeah, but that's not what he's saying. He's talking about when Dreyfuss goes down in the cage.
Yeah, I understand. All right, let's get
sort of out of options.
it's not like Dreyfuss was like, I'm psyched to do this. Can't wait.
You know what the hammer would have done?
Fighting for his life.
I would have called the Coast Guard. Right?
Oh, good.
Right? Yeah, Coast Guard.
Call somebody else.
Ben, right? Ben, you think
that would make more sense.
I get that phone call of the hammer going, hey, Shark just ate someone. Can you help us, please?
Because they definitely have a bigger
call
boat.
Call the Coast Guard. If not, then the Navy. Go to the phones.
That was damn impressive.
Navy.
I mean, I'm not getting out there myself. Come on, man. You kidding me? Let's get Kyle right now. Kyle, good morning.
Have you ever been out on the ocean, Joe?
Yeah, but, you know, in a big old boat.
I mean, not on a cruise ship, on a small ship.
No. You think I'm crazy?
Really?
Well, that's not crazy.
Deep sea fishing and stuff is not crazy. No. Like, people do that all the time.
That's the thing. Like,
well, hold on. How far out are we talking
about?
I've been
deep sea fishing before.
I don't know. How far out is that?
Into the intercoastal?
You're pretty far off
the
coast,
the shore.
Yeah.
Like,
guys, you should see me.
Like an hour out type of thing.
Let me put it this way. You should see me at the beach. And you got that studly, you know, barrel chest out for the whole world to see, although it's very pasty white. It's not very good looking. I am closer. Let me put it this way. I am closer to the 3-year-olds, okay, who go up to their ankles and then sit, okay, than I am the people that go out and, like, really crash in the waves.
You don't swim, do you?
I'm just saying I'm very careful. I'm very, very...
Zoe's getting good, man. I think Zoe might be passing you as a swimmer now. These swim classes, like, she can motor around now, man.
Think about that, Joe. Like, you need to swim.
I'd
you
like
need
to.
For safety
and
purposes.
For getting in shape.
You know that I told you the story. My mother was never taught to swim.
Okay.
And so when she was in college, she was working at a local pool to make money in the summer, and they thought it would be funny. They threw her in,
and
they had to go rescue her.
That's a shame. Because
she's got clothes on. Yeah. She didn't know how to swim, so all of a sudden she's not coming to the surface, and they're like,
That is an uh-oh.
Let's go get her. That's
I could
stuff
survive
like that.
I can handle that, but anything that involves breathing underwater.
Well, this is something.
Don't do it.
Because you can't.
You can still learn.
Don't do it.
You can still learn. It's important to learn this, and we can teach you.
Yeah, I just want to be taught by you. I appreciate the offer, John.
I mean,
John.
Like, this stuff, like, you can do it. We can teach you. All you need to do is practice it. It really is like anything else.
I know.
Joe, you can
this
breathe
is an important
underwater
life skill.
With scuba diving.
Yeah. I know, but it's not really
I took scuba
really
diving
count.
At Temple my senior
I
year.
Took scuba diving, not
cool?
at Temple after, but
Can I rip Temple for a second?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah,
isn't I take scuba diving
isn't
in
the idea of college, a university to be higher education.
Wish I could have.
Scuba.
Joe, come on. You don't think Fairfield adds? You don't think Fairfield adds? It's fair, like golf and whatever.
No, I got to rip Temple Tough.
Fairfield's probably too small to have a scuba diving class. That's the only issue.
Temple not tough.
Now, let me tell you.
Scuba diving.
Joe, this was my mistake. It was my last semester, senior year, and I go, I'm going to take an easy class. It was the hardest freaking class I've ever taken. You had to measure gases. They threw you into the water with everything. You had to put everything.
You can die scuba diving if you're not like coming up too fast.
So if you die, let me ask you a question. If you die in the class, you die. You get an F?
Probably.
Yeah.
Like guy dies during the class.
Safely.
You get an F, but your family gets millions and millions of dollars. Yes.
All right.
No, Joe, it was an epic fail on my part. I thought it was an easy class, and it was absolutely not.
Temple tough. I love you. I'm just playing around. What a day and what a night it was yesterday as, of course, we honored Brandon Graham. And, you know, today we're discussing, amongst other things on the phone lines, the concept of moving on without BG and sort of what comes next for the Eagles, which, of course, is part Nolan Smith and part others to fill the void. Eagles are very lucky to have Howie Roseman to pick the players and pick the people. Because, you know, with Brandon, you're replacing not just the player, but you're also replacing the person. That is part of how you dig in and become the kind of group that, you know, makes the playoffs 7 out of the last 8 years, gets to 3 Super Bowls, wins 2 of them. Those guys accomplished a lot together, and BG was a big part of it. All right, what Brandon and Jason Kelce and Jeffrey Lurie all said to us yesterday in an absolutely wild and I thought really remarkable hour of content that those three provided with the stories from the past and just the camaraderie they share and were willing to share with us together. We'll get to that up ahead in 1 minute because it was a special day, and we'll relive that coming up in 1 minute.
Mother's Day. It's time to honor the moms in our lives, the ones who gave you unconditional love on your worst days, and those women who hold your home together, mom to your children, and she's your best friend. Now it's your turn to give back with the timeless gift from Benari Jewelers. Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square is your destination for timeless, beautiful, and meaningful gifts for all those we call mom. Show your love and gratitude with classic diamond earrings, a stunning diamond bracelet, an elegant diamond pendant, or the perfect forever symbol of your gratitude, a sophisticated diamond eternity band. Or browse Benari's extensive collection of famed designer David Yurman, with the largest selection of David Yurman in all of Greater Philadelphia, from cable and chain bracelets to pendants with
going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Eye-catching, precious colored stones, whatever you choose, Benari promises exceptional quality and uncompromising craftsmanship, just what mom deserves. Benari Jewelers, Exton in Newtown Square.
So one of the things we're always cognizant of as talk show hosts, it's our job to sort of be aware of the clock and how it works for you in your life. When I say the clock, like it's 7:23 right now. A lot of you listening at 7:23, probably out of your car by 9 o'clock, right? Probably go to work. Probably. I mean, not necessarily, but a lot of people go to work. A lot of people report before 9. James, it must take something pretty extraordinary from a 9 o'clock hour for us to replay 45 minutes of content from the prior day.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever done it.
I don't think we ever have. But we want to serve you. And if you missed this yesterday, even if you didn't miss it, I would imagine if you heard it, you'll want to hear it again because it was, in my opinion, that good. And it was because of Brandon Graham and Jason Kelsey and Jeffrey Lurie and the last, you know, decade or so of Eagles football that these guys shared together. Let's listen to what we had going on yesterday with our program. Listen, then we'll react coming up down the line on the show. There's a lot of great stuff in here.
Boy, if the Eagles can come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit. And falls forward,
he
fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by. Yeah, it is recovered by Barnett. Barnett. Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They found the turnover.
How about that moment? How about it? Good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. It is BG Day, and John, you know what the beautiful thing about BG Day is?
BG.
I mean, the day is good, but BG is better. And he's in studio. Brandon, good morning, pal.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
BG! Brandon, this is for you today, man. You gave us so much for a decade and a half. We want to give back to you, my man. And the callers, everyone's showing you love today. Mike Quick calling in earlier. Andy Reid on the show last week. Howie Roseman on the station last week. We got all these other guys like Daw calling in later today.
Man.
How's it feel, Brandon? How's it feel to know people are showing you the love?
You know what? This time around, I'm really going to try to receive it and enjoy it because, like you said, man, I'm always in that service mindset trying to help others. And I know this moment right now is special, and I appreciate it. And just can't wait to reminisce a little bit. Definitely going to miss the game, but I'm excited for what's the future. Whatever it holds, I know we're going to be great at it.
Good for you, man. Well, we got so much to get to this hour. Of course, later tonight, we'll be on stage for BG Live, a big hour and a half. You know, we'll go through the career, you know, and there's a lot in there, man. So it's going to be Earl Thomas, by the way, special guest appearance.
Oh, my God, you are so wrong.
You can show, hey, Earl,
he will be sporting one Super Bowl ring and not two.
Correct.
Let's throw that out there.
That's crazy.
It's so good. So, all right, Brandon, you know, right then when we came back from the commercial break, we played that audio, obviously, of the strip sack of Tom Brady, the play that many consider the most important in the history of the franchise. Walk our audience through as great in detail as you can what you remember. You're lined up inside. Mm-hmm. Take us through the nuts and bolts of those 5 to 10 seconds, and everything just went wild.
Well, every play, you just don't know what play is going to be in the game that's going to change it, but you know every play, you have that mindset, I'm trying to get there. And you hope on 2nd and 2 that it's not a running play because he had the pass. he had us all out there, and I'm at the 3 technique, so
they moved you from defensive end to defensive tackle, yes. So you're lined up over the guard.
Over the guard, and I knew that Fletch was getting all the attention. So one-on-one, I told Chris, I'm going up, and that means I'm just going in the B-gap, going inside, staying outside so that he can play off me. And I got through, and all I remember is one blink, look, I see him, another blink, I close my eyes, and then swiped it out. And, man, DB, when I opened the back up, DB had already had it in his hands. it was special.
But, I look at that play, and that is an unbelievably opportunistic job by you, getting the opposite hand up, grabbing that ball. I think it was an unconventional, like, shocking hand usage by you that got that ball out. Tom Brady wasn't expecting that hand to flick that thing away from him. That really was unpredictable.
Yeah, you had to reach for it, Brandon. Like you weren't clobbering Brady.
No.
You were reaching for the ball.
I was reaching for the ball because I seen it, and that's what we practice all the time when we doing our individual drill, always finish with a swipe or swipe at the ball. And so I went out there and I seen it. And, man, I couldn't believe that he still had it in his hand. And at that time, I was just hoping to get it. That was my main focus. And you secure the tackle after you strip the ball.
By the way, he pulled a real fast one. James, I don't know all the years we've done this show if we ever talked about it. He pulled a fast one 1 second later. He tried to act like, I threw the ball!
Yeah.
He puts the arm forward like, hey, ref, that was an incomplete.
Are you kidding, kidding me? He tried to do the tuck rule thing.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is,
he did. Don't you remember that, right, started. Brandon?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was tough. That was a tough one.
I threw it! No, you didn't, Tom.
Hey, so, he got away with it once.
Yeah.
He got away with it in 19, whatever. I'm not
so,
even going to get
Brandon,
it.
So, Brandon, when you, because you guys, of course, then go off the field. Offense is on the sideline. Defense is going off. Offense is meeting defense.
Yep.
What do you remember about how your teammates greeted you?
Man, they just, all I remember is my head just being a bobblehead, people slapping me right on top of my head. Bam, bam, bam. I'm like, oh, it was so much fun. I mean, you don't feel those taps, but you just know your head is just getting hit every which way. And so I just went out there, man, and enjoyed it when I got on the sideline. Because at that point, I was like, man, the offense get a first down. Boy, we about to win it. You know, that's all I kept thinking about. And when I sat down on the bench after all the hoopla and everybody was going crazy, I just remember sitting on the bench looking up at the score. I mean, at the, just at the
clock
and just like, man, I stripped Brady. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it.
Did that really happen that way?
Like, that happened.
Wow.
And all the stuff I went through that game, I had pulled my hamstring in the beginning of the game. And
you did?
I just, we just heated it up and rolled it. And
look
everything.
Who's walking in. Oh. Look at this guy.
What's up, Kels? Oh, man.
How about it? But Jason Kelce walks in.
I had no idea.
Yep, I had it was like a light strain, but yeah. I remember, man, I ain't getting out this game. I got to put the heat on in there. So we rolled it. Every possession, they was just – you know, rolling it for me, making sure they kept it hot. And, man, all I know is we made it, and the rest was history after that.
You made history that night. Of course, Brandon, a huge part of it. Jason Kelce, a huge part of it. Jason, good morning, buddy.
What's up?
How we doing?
How are you, pal?
Very happy to be here. Am I all plugged in? Everything working right?
You're good.
No, excited. Excited to be here. I know we got a special day lined up for Brandon today. I just heard outside you guys thought about calling this Cinco de Gramo. That's pretty good. I like that name. But
Brandon Graham Day works just good. Yeah.
Jason, we were just talking about the strip sack.
Yeah.
Did you see it live? Meaning, like, were you?
Yeah,
I don't know if you're focused on the next possession. Like,
so,
you know,
it's a great point. Typically, in the games, you're with your position groups, right? At that point, the game was kind of in a situation where that so much relied on that possession that those are the type of possessions where the entire team is really watching it. And you know, listen, we were really confident with our ability to go back out there and score if we needed to. Felt like our offense was functioning really well all game long. But I cannot tell you the elation that erupted on that sideline when that sack fumble happened by Brandon Graham. It still gets goosebumps to this day. There's really two moments I remember most from that game, the strip sack that Brandon had, and then for some reason still the last – pass Hail Mary attempt to Gronkowski. Yeah. Like, it felt like that ball took forever in the air. But yeah, that strip sack was definitely the culmination of like the finally the momentum had really solidified in our corner. So yeah, that was one for sure.
For us as fans, and when a lot of people have said this today, and John, you expressed it, James, I think Rhea did as well. Like, that was the moment for us where, and I know Jason, you had to go right back out there and be the center on the next play. But
yeah, we were focused on 4 minutes.
Right,
though.
Right. Yeah. We were focused on, as fans, we think the Eagles are closing in on winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, we think, Brandon, it's finally going to happen. Like, you delivered the moment. And, of course, there was still work to be done. And to Brady's credit, after that Jake Elliott field goal, he got the ball back to midfield. Jason, you brought it up. He got the ball into the end zone.
Yeah.
Like, the deal was not done. No.
Brandon almost had him sacked again
on the fourth down.
And then they make that crazy completion. Like, he almost ended it again.
Man, that fourth down play, boy, he got it. He definitely he a competitor, man. He made us work for it, that first one. And so I'm thankful to have the person that took away his first read for us to get there. And I know that now, I mean, man, what? We standing here now, 2 wins, 2 championships.
World champs.
And so I always remember it for sure.
And
so,
I don't know what's more iconic, to be honest with you. The strip sack from the first Super Bowl or coming back before you're supposed to be ready to play with an injury, going back out there and risking everything just to play in another one. Like, I thought that's almost more remarkable, to be honest with you.
No, I appreciate you, man.
After playing for 16 years or whatever, 15 years too. Yeah, you know?
I'm so thankful for that. Yeah. I know that I wasn't ready, but I was ready.
Well, you were mentally ready.
I was like, whatever I got to do, I'm throwing it.
How close did you come back to trying to run it back for 2025, Brandon?
You know what? It was close because I was excited to come back and be healthy the whole – like, that was my whole thing in my head.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm coming back. I'm going to be healthy, and I'm about to – but I was like, you know what? I'm good. I know I'm just a competitor. It just make you – I mean, I'm always had that inside me. Now I want to deal with these feelings of playing this game for a long time, and I'm ready for it. I'm excited, actually. Being in it now, knowing that they in OTAs, you go through their schedule a little bit, but you be like, oh, man, I don't miss none of that. For real. You don't miss that part.
No.
I know the season stuff is gonna hit me a little bit. But if we winning, shoot, I feel the same way. Like, you know,
Have you guys thought about the fact that, I mean, you both dealt with, I mean, maybe more than anyone player-wise in, you know, Eagles history. You guys took some beatings from the fans.
Yeah, you're there with Ben Narek. From the fans. I'm sorry.
We had highs and lows in careers.
Yeah. Some tough times, people getting after you, and somehow you took that in.
That's a rite of passage in Philadelphia, especially as an athlete. You got to go through those highs and lows, and I think.
Except if you play fullback and no one really pays attention to what you're doing ever.
Until you miss the block.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't really notice that.
People paid a lot of attention to Brandon, a lot of attention to Jason,
sure.
And a pretty good amount of attention to John, of course, 20 years ago. And our next guest has overseen it all for the last 31 years. You know, it's going to be phenomenal here to have Jeffrey Lurie on the program in just a moment. His time in Philadelphia has obviously has obviously been the pinnacle of Eagles football through the decades. You know, you consider the 31 years. Jeffrey Lurie's teams have made the playoffs 19 times, 31 years, 19 playoff appearances, 8 conference title appearances, 4 times have reached the Super Bowl, twice have won the Super Bowl. And we were just talking a lot about 5 minutes ago about Super Bowl 52. Let's not forget, it was only 3 months ago that this happened.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years. What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history. Eagles fans, savor it and rejoice.
And rejoice we always will. And appreciative, Brandon, of you on BG Day, one of 4 Eagles to win 2 Super Bowls.
Man, hey, I'm just thinking about this all the times that we had to straighten you out on this dang old place.
You're so scared. You're not kidding.
Scared this year.
Well, let's talk to the owner of the Eagles, obviously one of the most important figures in the history of Philadelphia sports, the owner of the Birds, Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey, good morning to you, and welcome to BG Day here on WIP.
Good morning. Hi, everybody. Pleasure to be on, and BG, unbelievable.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Lurie. Man, we appreciate you. Hall of Fame owner, baby.
I agree with that. That's right. Well, Jeffrey, so much to get into regarding Brandon's, you know, 15 years and all that. But before we do, let me just say to you and your whole organization, but to you as the guy that, you know, is at the top, congratulations. I mean, what a spectacular journey it's been, especially the, you know, these last 8 seasons. But really, for the bulk of it, all these playoff appearances, and I congratulate you and I thank you as a Philadelphia sports fan for what you and your group has brought to our culture, because you have made a monumental difference in Philadelphia sports.
Oh, well, thank you for those nice words. But, you know, it's who you surround yourself with. And I've been so fortunate between players and everyone working in the organization, coaches and everyone. I mean, really, honestly, it's just assembling a great group of people who are dedicated, focused, and talented. And it's been a joy, and we're just in the middle of it. That's the beauty of it. We're just in the middle of it.
I love that. I do. Jeffrey, when I say to you, Brandon Graham, I ask you, what does Brandon Graham mean to you? What do you say?
Well, it takes a few seconds, but it's so much. BG, you know, I think most people by now know we have an executive position, Director of Joy, and it's performed by a dog, and it's a very important part of the organization, Reggie. But Brandon Graham, more than anyone I can remember, is the giver of energy, the head of joy, the person who you constantly want to be next to, with, working with, talking to. He makes life around him better for everyone who is working with him or gets to know him. And that's rare in life. I mean, to be that much of an energy giver and so talented as, you know, pass rusher, teammate, high motor, all the great things he does in the community. I mean, they're just off the charts. But that to me sticks out, really, guys. That's it's every day at practice, every day in the building, every day, just high energy, joy, brings out the best in everybody around him. I mean, that's rare.
Mr. Lurie, thank you again for joining us. How has your relationship with Brandon grown and changed over the years? 15 years, probably a lot of growing and changing, I would imagine.
Well, you know, I remember when we drafted him. And, you know, we were all really high. Andy was, you know, excited. We traded up. I know everybody was kind of hoping we were trading up for a safety who was also a very good player. And, you know, we're always a good player. But yeah. DG was just a huge, huge part of all of our success. And, you know, I such a dedicated kid from Detroit, and had to grow into what it was like to be a leader on the team. did early on. But, I mean, pass rush is a tough position in the NFL, as you know, with all those dancing bear tackles. And it's not easy. And, you know, I think just got to know him early and often, and I always wanted to be supportive. But he was his best own support system because he just gave to everybody, so everybody gave back to him, and Andy Reid loved him, and you know, it was just it evolved because you get to know people, you know, and that's true with you know, most players on the team. It takes time. You develop the human connection, and you get the most out of each other.
What makes Brandon such a leader?
Well, I think it's his comfort with himself. I think because he's able to totally be natural, no matter what you're doing with him. It's genuine. It's honest. It's not, you know, trying to be something he's not. He's just and understands football is such a team game that if you give more to your teammates, if you give more to your fellow defensive linemen, you know, you're going to get more out of the whole roster, the whole team. So he's always been a person that epitomizes what we always talk about as an Eagles player, just a giver and selfless. And, you know, he made the greatest defensive play in the history of the franchise. But even if he assisted on that, he would have been just as valuable. But he was, you know, obviously made the greatest play a lot of us have ever seen on defense, and won us a Super Bowl there.
Jeffrey Lurie with us here on WIP on BG Day. So Brandon, we asked, you know, Jeffrey a few minutes ago what you mean to him. Let's reverse it. Brandon, what does Jeffrey Lurie, as the tremendous owner of the Eagles and someone you really care about, because, and you know in part because he cares about you, what does he mean to you?
Man, it means a lot. Because I know that he was brought into my life for a reason. And, you know, he changed my life with just the belief in that I could help his organization. And just to see the consistency of, you know, his schedule. You see him on Thursdays, on, you know, the pass rush days. You see him every week. You know, he was connected to his organization other than, you know, I hear other guys, owners, they don't be a part of, like, you don't see him as often. And so he tries to get to know us, the handshakes before the games, the talks, the building of trust that he's had in me over these years. You know, he's been so much because, you know, you strive to be at that level of, you know, just the confidence he has walking around knowing that, you know, you trust who you got around you. Like he said, those people that you surround yourself with, if anything, that's what I've learned over the years watching people in higher positions and seeing the consistency of their daily life and what they do. And you don't know everything, but, you know, he definitely has changed my life and means so much to me and inspired me in so many ways. Just from the, you know, just the back and forth, man, Mr. Lurie talking with me, you know, he know me, you know what I'm saying? Like that type of feeling, because it's a lot that people assume with us that, man, we so busy, but man, he takes the time. And so, if anything, that's what it's taught me, and I'm thankful to have come across it. And then even now on what we're going to build in the future, because they ain't done yet, and I want to be a part of that for sure. And, you know, we're going to figure that part out too.
Mr. Lurie, how often have you seen the chemistry between a player and the city transform in such a positive way like it did with Brandon, like it did with Jason? I mean, yeah. we were just discussing that. Both these guys just – this city, it's a success story. How do you best just relate that
well,
concept?
You know, you said it well. I mean, it stands out. There's so many players you don't know, but the ones you do they're just so connected with both the community, their teammates. Jason, BG, they obviously epitomize that. Everyone aspires to that. But some, you know, are just able to pull it off in such a human level. It was natural for Jason, natural for BG. Nobody ever questioned, you know, what were they trying to accomplish? No, they were themselves, and they became so ingrained in Philadelphia and, you know, the Eagles Nation, and just so ingrained in it that you can't even imagine a team, you know, without Jason or BG, a big part of it. So it was natural. It was a natural evolution of very special people.
Jeffrey Lurie here on WIP. You know, Jeffrey, one of the things we touched on earlier regarding BG particularly because he got injured in the final play that he played in Super Bowl 59.
Right.
I mean, it can literally be said he, Brandon Graham, left it all on the field. I mean, all of it.
There is no doubt. And to watch him work to get to that final game, Super Bowl, I mean, it was monumental. Nobody had projected that he would be able to return from that injury and be able to play in that game. And, you know, one of the first things I thought of was when we won was Brandon. It was like, wow, this is how it's going to end. And I'm so glad he even got to play in the game and contributed. Yeah. And it was really heartwarming.
Sure. Unbelievable. And Jeffrey, Mr. Lurie,
You tried there.
That's great.
I'm so overwhelmed by the fact that you and this organization, you do it differently. You focus on character. And in today's NFL, where that's very rarely the case, it's just how do you do that and still and win?
Well, I think it's a reason we do win. You know, it's a grind. It's a tough sport. It's not an easy life being a football player. It's easy to be the star and have it all kind of in front of you there, but it's a grind. So I think our approach and our philosophy has been for a long time, if you're going to grind together, why not grind with people that are top-notch people? And they're givers, basically, selfless. It's like when I, accepted the trophy on the stage. I meant what I said. It's a group of selfless, humble, very talented people. And that's our formula. And, I'm sometimes surprised that others don't prioritize some of those things. We do. It doesn't mean every person's going to be the perfect human being. We're not looking for that. We're looking for people that are genuine and can develop as human beings. And that's the thing. They're 22 years old when we draft them or younger. And we put a lot into development. We put a lot into the creation of what we think a team that can sustain itself and win big contains. And it's a lot of high character people.
And Jason, I want to bring you in here. Of course, we got Jeffrey on the phone right now. Jason, the grind, the grueling process of being a player, how it beats up your body. You think about it, Jason, all the greats, and you got to be great to get 10 years and more.
Yeah.
The guy seated to your left, Brandon Graham, the most seasons in Eagles history.
Yep.
The most games in Eagles history. I mean, Lane's got a shot to get there. He's got a shot.
Yeah.
But Brandon Graham, in almost 100 years, it is BG with that distinction.
Yeah. I mean, it's a remarkable title to hold. I think really this entire era, I mean, it's pretty crazy. I think it's Brandon, me, and Fletch are all like three in the top four. And like you said, Lane will be there eventually. And I think this speaks to what Jeffrey was kind of just talking about of, we went through four different head coaches. The fact that four guys stayed with the same organization for so long through really turnover and change and trying to reinvent and the way a lot of other organizations would build that, they would kind of start over. They would move on or they would, we're going to rebuild, right? So we're going to move on from these older players. And I think something that Jeffrey, it's really important to him, Brandon epitomizes this, is keeping these people around, whether it's us as players, the coaches that have retained. I mean, Deuce was there forever. Stout stayed through transition. And I think Jeffrey and the organization for years have done a great job of, through these changes, of keeping these important pieces and some semblance of that culture that has allowed the Eagles to have success and to feel like a tight-knit group and a family and connected to the city. And we inherited that from players that played before us. And I think that's one of the masterful jobs that this organization has done. And Brandon epitomizes who that person is to the organization and the loyalty and the joy and enthusiasm. I think Jeffrey said it so well of describing not just the player, but the person that Brandon was every single day in that building.
And now they're gonna. Who's gonna be the next Brandon? It's gonna be really hard to replace. Nobody's gonna be the next Brandon.
But you're an example of the next guy behind you can be really good. Be his own
but they
person.
They need to be their own person.
Be his own person, and you can still win
for sure. And and I think that again, like us as players, the only way we live on is through the players that come after us, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I certainly take great joy in. I know Brandon will too. Is seeing these guys that you were there when they first got there, and they. Looked up to, like, how do I play for 15 years in Philadelphia? You know what I mean? It's so it's you know, it's fun to see how that legacy and culture continues to develop. And you know, there's countless of players before us that were there when we were there and before we were there, and it's just been really well done by the organization.
Well, Jeffrey, you know, with everything Jason just said, we thank you for bringing that kind of culture, you know, to our city, and really congratulate you on what you've done. It's and you said it earlier, you know, it's far from over. There's another season obviously up ahead with great possibilities, and we congratulate you on all that you've built here, Jeffrey. Thank you so much for being a huge part of BG Day today. Because I, you know, Brandon, when doesn't Brandon have a smile on his face? But with the owner calling in to pay tribute to him,
it's kind of cool because I didn't know it's been that so long since he called in. So I appreciate you. I want to thank you for that. I really do want to thank you for that.
By the way, has there ever been an athlete who is known by his initials, first and last name, and you know, as a sort of amateur observer, I would say it's because everybody wants to be close to this guy. So BG becomes the way to be close to him or you know, kind of an informal hi to him. And have we ever had an athlete anywhere where it's just first name, last name, initials? I don't remember.
I don't know. Oh, AI, yeah, there's a lot of AI. Yeah, AI.
Okay, AI, you're right about that.
And also, that's the level we're talking about here in Philadelphia, is AI.
But you have to get to a certain point to be just two letters. For you to just say two letters and everybody, millions of people know exactly who you're talking about, that's pretty crazy.
And then there's Dr. J, which is a similar sort of thing. And Brandon, you are in that revere. Brandon, you know when the Phillies were in the World Series a couple years ago, it was you throwing out the first pitch with Dr. J, Bernie Perron, and Mike Schmidt.
Yeah. Mike Schmidt.
Now think about that, Brandon. Mm-hmm. Bernie Perron, Mike Schmidt, Dr. J, Brandon Graham, BG.
That was cool, man. That was so cool. Got to talk to all them guys. And, Bernie want me to come out to
the boat?
May.
Yeah,
Kate
the
May
boat.
To, do the fishing.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, Jeffrey, thank you so much for being a huge part of BG
welcome.
Day.
I have a quick message for John. I miss you. But also, you know what?
Too.
We're gonna try to quietly resurrect the fullback position. Kevin Turner, yourself, maybe Ben can do some things here. We're gonna try for it. How's that?
Thank you. And I really do think there's a place for the fullback.
Oh, me too.
It's coming back.
Me too. We
it
all
will
do.
Dominate.
We all do.
Yes.
And
I'm
Jeffrey,
excited.
I'll say this because John has said it to me many times privately, and I just want to say it to you on the air. He greatly admires you. Greatly.
Absolutely.
No, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All for your kind words. And BG, love you. And see you soon. And,
we're
going to work at this and make it even better.
Let's go.
All right. Stay well, Jeffrey. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Take care, everybody.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There he is, Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie.
That was kind of cool.
Wow. That was kind of cool.
That was really cool.
I love the fact that he gave a little fullback hit there.
Me too. I didn't see that coming at all. Right?
The fullback Easter egg?
Hey, right. He's softening y'all up. They ain't going to go so hard on this no more.
You know what the irony is? So, Jason, when you're doing that whole thing on passing it down, and it's so true, and the tight end position is one of the big parts of it when you consider it's gone from help me out here.
Selleck to Ertz to
Goddard, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So it was a beautiful soliloquy 5 minutes ago, and I was about to jump in, Jason, but I didn't want to be a wise guy and say, and John's position doesn't exist anymore. And then Jeffrey's like, hold on a second here.
Yeah, right.
It was too beautiful for me to cut in with a snarky comment.
Been very good.
All right, let's get some calls in. We got Brandon here. We've got Jason here, and it's a special day. It's BG Day on WIP. Your opportunity to pay tribute, 215-592-9494. Something Andy Reid said to us last week, that we're going to play for Brandon. That's coming up here in the next couple of minutes. Let's get to John and Manny Yunk right now. John, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. No one's going to talk about that Phillies bullpen because it's Cinco de Grandma. I'll tell you what, BG, this is the oldest, one of the oldest cities in the country. We have almost a 250-year history, bro. There's an argument to be made that when you strip that ball, that was the happiest and most excited moment this city has ever felt at the same time. That is an all-time, wow. all-time moment. And because, to be fair, we all thought it was over at that point. I was thinking of my grandma who passed. I was thinking of my loved ones who loved the game. That was such an exciting moment, and I love you to death, bro. I appreciate you. Now, here's
does that include
thing.
Severing ties from England?
Yes, and yes, I just thought of it. I'll tell you why, John.
I think it might
because
be.
On
I love
July
how serious Joe is about
people,
this. He's like,
no,
yeah, I'll tell you
I'm
why.
I'm taking it serious because back then people were afraid if we lose the war, we're going to get killed. I mean, one of the founders
yeah,
said, so literally said, this is a quote, we have to hang together. Or we're going to hang apart.
Yeah. And look, yeah. like it or yes. not, there were pro-British people there. Like
there were.
It's just Eagles fans
the
here.
Tories.
Like we don't mess around with
Brandon
anything
Graham,
else.
Happiest day ever. You provided it.
You did, man.
We did. We
you
all
put
did.
So many, you put so many therapists out of business that year, bro. Everyone was so happy. For a whole year, we were all so happy, bro.
Big pharma.
Joe, real quick, yeah. the best five, I'm going to do it through BG's view of that game because I got your best five here. I want the Metallica tickets. I'm going to wear my Eagles jersey to the show. Cooper DeGene! All right, I promise you right now, when Brady hiked that ball, all right, BG could smell the blood in the water. He could taste victory. He could see the opportunity. He smelled it, and he touched that trophy. The five senses. I love you, baby.
Five senses is a big answer.
That's a great call.
Hey, listen, five senses is really big,
could win.
Man.
Yeah, good win.
That
yeah.
could win. All right, let me tell you something else that could win. It could win the hearts. It will win the hearts of kids throughout the Delaware Valley and, by extension, parents, because parents love when their kids take to reading. And BG, I know you have, because you got a lot coming up in retirement. And one of the early ventures for you, and I'm going to hold this up for everyone watching on YouTube right
yes.
now.
Yes, that's awesome.
Brandon has written a book, and it's for the young kids. It's called BG's ABCs Tackling Football and Life. Congrats, Brandon. Tell us about this.
You know what? Opportunity came my way. Brian Westbrook had a book out before, and then I came right behind him and wanted to do one. Wanted something for the kids to be able to, you know, have. And, man, we've been reading it every night. But that was my whole goal, just to throw it out there for my kids to see one day. And, man, I'm just thankful that it was an ABC book, and I really took my time with what meant every word or every letter and what word came to mind when I thought about just, you know, how to motivate the kids.
Well, I can see what you did here. So just to give everyone a little insight, and parents, you're going to love this because it's to inspire the kids and teach the kids. So I see, Brandon, you've got A is for attitude, B is for bravery. These are all traits that are important to have. C is for confidence, D is for dream. And then you give a little bit on each page. That's some awesome messages,
yeah, you should
man.
Show us the book,
okay,
Joe.
I'm sorry, just like, I read it.
Like
I can't read it backwards.
It like in the library. I love this.
Well, I also got to speak into the microphone.
C is for confidence. Confidence is key.
All right, John, give me a prediction for E. What's E going to be, John?
E is for...
excellence, maybe?
I'm going energy.
Energy. That's what I'm for.
Energy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right, here we go.
Course.
E is for education.
It is a kid's book. It is.
That makes sense. That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right, F is for family. Let's get G. John, your prediction of G.
Wait, do we
God.
Go God?
I'm going God. Does Brandon go God? Ooh. He goes goals.
Goals.
Oh, yeah.
Goals.
Okay.
You're going non-denominational,
Joe? That's probably you know. Wise. Yeah.
So, Brandon, I understand, of course, this is, you know, out there. On WIP social media accounts right now, people can see, because you got a lot of book signings coming up, events around town.
Yep.
Everyone listening right now, parents especially, because I think you got a better shot to drive there than the five-year-old. Take the five-year-old. WIP social media accounts have a listing right now of the spots Brandon will be at in the coming days. So get that you know, knowledge and get out there and meet BG and get this book for the kids. Brandon,
the
looks,
book looks really
looks beautiful.
Nice.
It's
looks
awesome.
Really cool.
They did a great job.
They
with
did
that.
A great job. I mean, I love it, man. And it's
congrats, man.
I'm thankful.
That's fantastic. All right, let's get back to the phones. 215-592-9494. By the way, we're not going to have Time's Yours today. Obviously, we want to maximize our time with Brandon and Jason, both in studio with us. Unique day for us here on WIP.
I have a question for both of these guys.
Can I just do one thing before you do that? When we do Time's Yours, which we'll do tomorrow, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go.